Well, hey, y'all, this next one we're going to do for you is going to feature our fiddle player. It's an old song. It goes something like this.
Start at the beginning. Tell us how you got interested in music.
Well, it started when I was a child, actually. I saw a cousin of mine playing the violin, and I wanted to copy her. So I told my mom I wanted to do that. And my folks put me through violin lessons my entire childhood. I never got tired of it, and they never had to tell me to practice. And I was a really stubborn child, so if they would have told me that, I probably would have stopped.
You've switched over genres here more to the bluegrass side of things. What about violin speaks to you as far as, you know, sticking with that instrument all along?
I find a difference between fiddlers who have started playing fiddle their whole life and fiddlers who have started playing classical. And sometimes I'm jealous of the fiddlers who have started playing fiddle their whole life because they have this feel in this style that is just that you can't really learn overnight. And when I went from classical to fiddle, it was a really difficult transition at first. I was used to having everything written out in front of me, and all of a sudden I had a whole open road of, you know, ways that I could take the music, and I had no idea what to do with it. But on the other hand, starting classically and the method that I was taught me to learn by ear as well. So I had the ear, and I have the cleanness, the clean playing that comes with the structure of learning classical music.
And so you played with the band Cornmeal, which is a popular bluegrass jam band from Chicago. Tell us a little bit about your time with them.
Oh, gosh. I learned everything that I've learned while playing playing bluegrass music, I've learned with this band Cornmeal. They picked me up when I was very, very classical still, and I don't know what they saw, but they held on with me, and they actually taught me how to form a solo, how to say something, and not just play a whole run of notes and say ta-da at the end and expect everybody to get what I'm trying to say. And the road with Cornmeal was very fun. And it was fun to see a band progress from playing little hole-in-the-wall places for just a small handful of people to, you know, the day that we bought our first bus to, you know, playing festivals where we have very large numbers of audience members. And it was just a very, very fun journey with those boys.
And so why the break from that band?
Well, I moved to Portland, Oregon. So I was further away from Chicago and from cornmeal. And I was getting the itch to kind of branch out and become a more well-rounded violinist. I was playing a certain style with cornmeal, which is very true to me and very dear to my heart. But I also want to learn everything from gypsy jazz to, you know, fusion to blues to, you know, and I want to play with folk artists. And I, being a violinist, I have the ability to be able to just jump in with a band here or a band there, or, ooh, I like that music. What's that like? I should try some of that. And instead of focusing on just one thing, I'm able to kind of go all around the spectrum nowadays.
As far as your show here in Springfield this weekend, who would you suggest comes out, or what music fans do you think would really get something out of your show with Pot Buttered Rum?
Well, certainly bluegrass fans, if they're open to our the fact that we have a drummer in our band. There are some traditionalists out there that might not appreciate that as much as others. But nowadays, most bluegrass fans, and I would say anyone from, you know, a rock and roller to to the jam band scene to, I mean, we're even playing a Sex Pistols cover. So there's a little bit of something for everyone with Hot Butter Drum, and that's one of the reasons why I love playing with them so much.